The letter of 1 Corinthians continually drives us back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, showing how the reality and the life and death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus is not just to change our destination after we die, but also to transform the way we live now. And that's what Paul is doing in these first three verses. He's reminding the church at Corinth that they have a calling, a God-ordained, God-supplied calling and purpose. He tells them, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. So, do you see the calling there? They are called to be saints. God has called the church out, sought out the church, and placed a purpose upon the church. And the calling is that we would be saints. That word saints means holy ones, upright, morally pure, set apart, consecrated. And we are to be holy because God is holy. We are to be set apart in our hearts and lives because God is set apart. There's no one like Him, and there should be no organization or institution that is like the Church of God in the way that it's manifested in the world. This is a glorious calling to be like God, to reflect God Almighty in our lives, in our brotherhood, in our fellowship with one another. This is to be the distinguishing mark of the Corinthian church and the church in your city. But I can't help but wonder if the Corinthians, when they read these words, maybe they thought, but Paul, have you forgotten what it's like here? This is Corinth we're talking about. You know, the temple of Aphrodite, corruption, greed running rampant, all sorts of religions, people taking advantage of you at every turn. I mean, just look at the luxury that people are living in at other people's expense. Look at the poverty. Look at the drunkenness. You really expect holiness from our church in this culture, contending in this atmosphere? Cut us some slack. How about some realistic expectations, Paul? How about just a soup kitchen? Do you resonate with that at all? Have you ever thought or said, look around this place, the poverty, the apathy, the meth, the fatherlessness. Does the Lord really expect of His people holiness in this place? To be lived out apart from all of what's going on? Does God even see my coworkers or my family? Does He know my past? And yet He expects holiness? To which Paul responds, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. In other words, church at Corinth, the calling that God has given you is not unique. It is glorious, but it's not unique. It is common. We have been called to holiness in the midst of a corrupt culture. The intensity of the corruption does not excuse you from a lack of holiness in your life. The intensity of corruption does not excuse you from a lack of holiness in your church. Complacency in our Christian lives is intense in this area. And it can be easy to say of ourselves, well, at least I'm doing better than so-and-so. Or we might say things like, we are doing better than that church down the road. But we've never been called to better than. We've been called to holiness. When you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Nabeet LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.